USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mask mandate in Virginia schools has become optional when Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin made it an executive order. Some schools in Virginia are breaking the law by still demanding masks in their schools. The Virginia Senate Tuesday, in a bipartisan vote, backed Governor Youngkin's executive order. Loudoun County parent Clint Thomas has two daughters that were kicked out of school because of the masking issue. He tells Fox News the school districts will probably continue to break the law.
Yeah, we'll see. This school system, unfortunately, has proven to have a little bit of gall to stand up against the governor, and they've even misapplied the law here in Virginia, in my opinion, with SB 1303 or Chapter 456.
As Democrats want Americans to forget they were the party to defund the police, Democrat Representative Cori Bush from Missouri says she's not going to stop using the slogan defund the police ahead of this fall's midterms. Bush said during an hour-long conversation with reporters that she's sticking to her activist roots. USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Let's get an update on the Oxford, Michigan high school shooting back in late November.
15-year-old Ethan Crumbley is accused of killing four students at Oxford High School in Michigan on November 30th. On Tuesday, several witnesses took the stand in a preliminary hearing for his parents, James and Jennifer Crumbley. Multiple witnesses told the judge his mother, Jennifer, focused on horse riding as her son, Ethan, complained he was haunted by demons. The preliminary hearing resumes on February 24th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
SpaceX is reporting a geomagnetic storm just doomed about 40 Starlink internet satellites. The storm increased the density of the atmosphere slightly, increasing drag on the satellites that will eventually send them back to Earth. Starlink's goal is to have 42,000 satellites orbiting Earth, providing low-cost internet service. SpaceX has been launching fleets of Starlink satellites, sometimes up to 60 at a time, since 2019. USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason: results.
It's really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com. andro400.com.
As the mask mandate in schools debate rages on, Dr. and Senator Rand Paul, a Republican from Kentucky, told Newsmax that Democrat governors are finally rolling back COVID-19 mask mandates despite objections from the Biden administration.
I don't think we should be surprised that the White House may be the last place to finally get some common sense. But I think Democrat governors are hearing from moms and dads and teachers and kids that, you know, the science doesn't appear to be working for, you know, mask preventing infection, and that they're tired of wearing it. So I think ultimately we're going to get to a groundswell, and I think the Democrat governors are starting to sense this. Probably the last place on the planet that will finally get some common sense that will be the White House. But I think we keep pressing, because otherwise it's really sad to see these kids being paraded around in cloth masks that don't work and being forced to hide behind masks and told that they're dangerous and they're going to die if they breathe air. None of that is true. The kids need to be out of the mask, and the sooner the better.
Dr. Paul says science does not back the mandates put in place.
You know, I think none of the things that government did really changed the trajectory of the virus. I do think that vaccination and natural immunity are slowing it down. Eventually we'll have enough immunity and the virus will mutate, I guess, to a lesser and lesser lethality that we'll get to a point where we overcome this. And I think we're there.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.